doubt your love. I've told myself you're not enough.
stopped at a red light, looked out my window. I saw a cardboard sign that helped this homeless widow. And just above that sign was the face of a human. I thought to myself, God, what have I been doing? So I rolled down the window and I looked her in the eye. Oh, how many times have I just passed her by?
And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer are the the trumpet's getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
That's incredible. And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon. This afternoon is the 15th of January, halfway into the month, first month of the year. My name is Thomas Gamble. For those joining us today, welcome. Well, we've come a long way. 4 years. I have people still following me after 4 years. I'm not syndicated. I'm a loner. I wouldn't accept their blood money if they gave it to me. Yeah, you heard me right. Family, the media is virtually 100% totally controlled with controlled opposition. Almost like we live in kind of like a reality show. And this is evidentiary. In other words, it has evidence to prove it. Everything I say, I've got evidence for that is not biased. I don't belong to any religion, any country. I belong to Jesus Christ. That's it. And Jesus Christ is not about religion. At one time, he might have been about Christianity, but today, no way. See, Jesus Christ is about grace. He's about redemption, about salvation of all of mankind. No matter what mankind believes, Jesus is the only way. Our belief does not establish the reality. Mankind has yet to create his own universe. I've not seen one man to do it yet. Now, if anybody knows of some human that's created a universe, or even a planet, or, I don't know, even a rock, how about an amoeba? Has any scientist created, a biologist in all of history, has created at least a little bitty old one-celled amoeba? Surely they have. They think they can, but they have not. All they do is rob, steal, and manipulate God's creation. That's all they do. In every case, from Harvard to Wake Forest to NC State, USC, you name one college, one university, one laboratory, one government agency in the entire world, and they all have failed to create life. Manipulate it? Oh, sure. And they did that with the directions of the fallen angels back in before the flood. You know what happened there, don't you? It got flooded. And they're trying to do it again, beginning from Nimrod, with the fallen angels, directing mankind to follow their direction since Nimrod until, what did I say it was? Oh, the 15th of January today and in the future. And I'll talk about that a little bit today. And this is a fact. This is not speculation or theory. It's based on humanistic, secular humanism, New Age movement, is the religion of the Antichrist. It's not even Roman Catholicism. See, Roman Catholicism is going to have in the future, very soon, a re-spiritualization of their dogma and doctrine. The Roman Catholics don't know that yet. The Vatican does, but they don't know when yet. It will morph into the New Age movement. It will settle in secular humanism. That's going to happen. It's called the one world religion. It's in the Bible. One world government. That's in the Bible. And one world currency. That's the mark of the beast. That's in the Bible. It's called the book of Revelation. Jeremiah, Isaiah. And it's going right by that book. And every step of the way. People today, children today, college students of today, are being taught that the Bible is about the past. Oh, no. The Bible is about the past, but it's more about the future and beyond the physical realm into the eternal. People aren't being taught that. Seldom. They're taught nice Dr. Feelgood messages and all that. But they're not taught that this is their instruction book of whether they go to heaven or go to hell. You see. And it's about the future. And I see that as very important. Because once you cross over that line of life or death, there's no going back, you know. Is that not man's drive all along to, I'm coming back? Isn't what Houdini said or something, or Anton LaVey? All these guys think they're coming back? They never did. How about all the Freemasons that were supposed to achieve godhood? What about those that the Freemasons by the name of Copeland and Eastern Star by the name of Joyce Myers, all these that are false prophets, and Hagee and all the rest of them? Where's all the Freemasons that passed on? I've never seen one yet pop up. What happened to them? They get lost along the way? Is it not time yet for them to appear on the scene? Is it some kind of nexus that's supposed to occur that all of a sudden you'll see the sainthood filled with Masons and Jesuits? Oh, there they are. It's not going to happen. The ones that did not take Jesus Christ as Savior, according to the Bible, they ended up in hell. And they're in hell today. They'll be in hell until the end of the 1,000-year millennium, which hadn't even started yet, and the 7-year tribulation hadn't even started yet. They'll be in hell for the entire period of time until Jesus Christ has a great white throne judgment. They'll be in hell a long time from now. 7 years tribulation hadn't even begun yet. You see? That's a problem for some people because they're being lied to at these churches, synagogues, and cathedrals. They're being lied to. They're being deceived. That means a lot of them are of clergymen today, including all of them above. Need themselves to be born again. Because they're not filled with the Holy Spirit by no stretch of the imagination. All you got to do is follow the Bible. I'm going to start off. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. I waited a little while. I start off with music because that way it kind of opens up the channel. So when people come to it, they'll hear something going on, in this case music. And then around 4 to 4:10, give or take, then I start the broadcast. I don't wait just at 4 to start talking. So I start at 5-10 minutes before to activate the channel, so to speak. So that's why I wait a little longer. And I also keep track of sort of who shows up and in an informal manner. So, family, I got some serious, well, I hope everything's serious about it when I talk, but I got some very sobering subjects to talk about today. Now, yesterday we talked, and I brought to you a CD that you won't find on anywhere on the internet. It was given to me personally when I was in Kosovo. It was never shown in the United States. I have two that's never been shown in the United States. Well, actually, I got three. The one I showed yesterday that never reached the shores of the United States was How the UN Set Up. You can go on my website, and I haven't downloaded it MP3, but I have it where you can click and listen on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. Yesterday's broadcast. Bible study is also up. You can click it, listen. Last night it was, I believe, quite intense, I'm told. But I demonstrate fully, and I have the actual video. All you hear is the audio of how the UN orchestrated the justification to go in and start killing people in Bosnia. Is that dramatic enough for you? How they lied with Penny Marshall in the concentration death camps in Bosnia, Trinopoli, which was a lie. Srebrenica was a lie. They killed 8,000, well, actually between 6,000 and 8,000 Mujahideen, so they say. Well, they said in the news it was women and children. That's another lie. They said in Kosovo, the Clintons and the State Department lied about entry into Bosnia, into Kosovo. So many lies, I can't keep track of them. In the Kosovo, 100,000 missing Albanians, that was a lie. And even you can even see it transpire when they change it from 10,000 to 10,000 missing. Oh, then 12,000, 1,208 bodies were found in reality of questionable death. In the end, from 100,000 to 1,208, that's a big reduction, I'd say. Called managing consent or manufacturing consent. I talked about that yesterday. But I have an actual video of the lie they orchestrated about Trinopoli by Penny Marshall and a Serbian RTN. You can actually see how they did it. I mean, you know, and how she tried to get people to there at the refugee camp to turn it into a death camp by media magic. I mean, slam, damn, slam, bam, that slipped. Confirmed. There's no question about it. Family, it goes back. It goes back, actually, to 1776. That's another story, but it goes back. This manipulation of the media. Shockingly, that Americans, especially after terrorist attacks in our country, I believe, deserve explanation for media omissions and lies regarding every single war. You could say, also regarding the war in Yugoslavia, which was actually started by Adolf Hitler, and we finished it. We brought Nazis over 1945-46. Write down, look up Operation Fiend, led by Frank Wisner Sr. He committed suicide, by the way, in 1960, but 1940s, he led an operation to subjugate Albania under the rule of the CIA. Yeah, buddy. But they failed. They lost 200 CIA operatives like Bay of Pigs boondoggle. Operation Fiend. His son, Frank Wisner Jr., you know Jr., don't you? Jr. Wisner. He was the lead in the State Department for independent Kosovo. Like father, like son. Also, he is involved in Enron, like Enron, Enron. It's all family orientated. The Arab Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, that we created with Turkey, Israel, MI5, MI6, Saudi Arabia, Iran, working together, okay? They remained in Bosnia in violation of the Dayton Agreement. I saw them running around in Kosovo when I was there. Red Crescent Society. They were all Mujahideen. RHIS, Al-Halamein. I saw them. I've got pictures of them, and they got their vehicles, RHIS, spray paint on the side of it. I got slam dunk evidence and locations on a grid square of the secret training camps I kept for 4 years. Don't tell me no. I give the grid square where they were located, within 100 feet of their actual location of the training camps in Kamenica, Vatina, and other places, and Macedonia. They had a Mujahideen training camp in Muslim in Croatia. The Federation, international community, continued to punish the Serb Republic. But the Catholic people, whose faith has been betrayed by Pius VII, those who collaborated with Hitler and Pavelich back in World War II, those who concealed the truth, deserve explanations for the unholy action of their Roman Catholic Church in the Vatican and Ustasha back in World War II. And Americans can no longer afford to trust, neither can the military, soldiers, lower-level officers, trust leaders in religious or political because they're involved in secret societies led to slaughter by their own Joint Chief of Staff. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast in a minute. I haven't stopped, but I need to get this out when I'm talking about it. That the Orthodox Serbs in Croatia between 1941 and 1945, they barely escaped complete extermination by a man we brought over. Now the information is coming out. In 1945, his name was Adolf Hitler. He was cousin to Churchill, second cousin to Churchill, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, second cousin to Stalin, and an upper-level cousin of FDR and all the rest of the presidents. They're all cousins of a Merovingian bloodline. That's a fact. The gigantic Holocaust in Jasanovic. A lot of Americans don't know about it. I know about it. I'm talking about it right now. I won't get this out before I dedicate the broadcast while I'm talking about it. But God put on my heart to talk about it today a little bit. It has a lot of unbelievable stories of cruelty by the Ustasha, Roman Catholic troops. Murderers, actually, linked to the Jesuits. And it goes back a long time ago. The greatest objectivity, and published largely by Croatian Vatican printing presses, is circulated around, but they don't tell the truth. The greatest genocide during World War II, in proportion to the nation's population, took place not in Nazi Germany, but in a Nazi puppet state called Croatia. And you know, between 1941 and 1945, some 750,000 Serbs, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 Gypsies, men, women, and children, perished in a gigantic Holocaust that's not talked about today. Those figures I gave you are used by most foreign authors, especially the Germans, who were in the best position to know. Hermann Neumbacher, perhaps he was Hitler's one of the most important troubleshooters in the Balkans. He reported that some of the perpetrators of the crime estimated the number of Serbs killed in 1 million, the more accurate figures like 750,000. People don't talk about that one. Oh, yeah, they murdered Jews, too. You got people on these shows around places. Oh, well, Hitler was this, Hitler was that, and there wasn't really a Holocaust, and they write books about it. That's full of trash. It's garbage. They're liars. Simple as that. There was Jews in the millions killed, murdered. Experimented on with the corrupted, satanic, Wiccan-indwelled Star of David. The real Hebrew symbol is the menorah, not the Star of David. Star of David, and someone ought to tell Hagee this, but Star of David is used by the occult, by witchcraft, requires blood sacrifice. Our own stars and stripes, the stars are really pentagrams. Family, I follow Jesus Christ. That's it. You see, I have no other allegiance except to Jesus. That's all. That's non-negotiable. And you know that the Ustasha, which are Roman Catholic troops, assassins of Croatia, against 2 million Serb Orthodox Christians, a smaller number of Jews, Gypsies, and communists between 1941 and 1945, was an act of ethnic cleansing. I saw it happen between 1999 and 2004 under the nose of KFOR. 1,500 Serbs were murdered. And very seldom they ever caught the people that did it. Over a four-year period, I was there. I've got the reports. 1,500 Serbs murdered by alleged Albanian Muslim terrorist or whatever. They would go in, wipe out somebody in a Serb village, a family or something, and they'd clean out the village. I got all the reports. A lot of them. Well, it makes it no different than 1941 and 1945. The Vatican's always targeted Serb Orthodox Christians. And using Albanians. Using Bali Kumtar. So they've been using Albanians and Serbs to fight each other while they sit back and pull the strings. I saw some good UN workers want to do a good job. We're getting put away, sent to Timbuktu, wherever, when they would try to do a good job. UN would send them away. Oh, I saw it happen. When they argued or didn't like what was going on. It's an act of ethnic cleansing before the hideous term even came into vogue. Attempt to create pure Catholic Croatia by enforced conversions, deportations, and mass extermination. And you know that so dreadful the acts of torture and murder by the Roman Catholic Ustasha that even the hardened German troops, according to testimony, registered their horror at how cruel the Ustasha was. The German troops were like horrified. I've also got the video by Richard Ross. I've got the actual video that never made it to the United States by Richard Ross. Richard Ross said, according to him, a criminal disservice to the American people. Americans believed the Serbs had suddenly become a race of demons. That was an orchestrated lie. I know for a fact, you see. What's even more interesting, is that the report of this called Witness to Jasanovich's Hell by Ilya Ivanovich, the publication of that particular book was stopped by court order, court action, but they failed to stop it being published. And you know why? Because they had Bishop Stefanich, who was linked to this mass murder, was going to be canonized. And they didn't want to stop that, so they wanted to try to stop this book from being published. Because the Roman Catholic Church was going to canonize some bishop named Stefanich, who was linked up to the mass murder of these Christians, Jews, and Gypsies. 827,000 of them. and Jasanovich is hell. You see, Jesus Christ is coming back. You understand? And this is the bottom line. You know that those who conceal the truth, who is Cornwell named, even nominated Bishop Stefanich, S-T-E-P-I-N-A-C, for a sainthood. And there should be an explanation of that. Lord, we thank you today that we can come together in this broadcast, that, Father, we can speak and talk the truth. We can, Father, praise the Lord Jesus Christ with truth. Father, to praise the Lord Jesus Christ that he's coming back. And Lord, to thank him for dying on the cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity we have to have eternal life through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you for the King James Bible. Father, the true word of God is given to us. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our families. We pray for those in need of healing that we've prayed for before in the past. We pray, Father, for an outpouring of the truth out upon the public. That, Father, that you'll raise up whistleblowers that in key positions, Lord, that will move away from the controlled opposition, but tell the actual truth, Lord. And that in the name of Jesus. And Father, we know that's the real bottom line. We pray, Father, for the knowledge and wisdom, discernment that we have for to see through the end times, that we're not fooled. That, Father, that there's so much deception down here. Through the secret societies, the witchcraft, the Wicca, the governments that are linked up to this Luciferian agenda that's going on. That, Lord, to expose all of it, to expose these religions, expose these churches, expose these political leaders, these religious leaders. Father, that all those involved in this Luciferian conspiracy, Father, be exposed. We call upon you, Lord, to tear down their protection of the Illuminati, of the Wicca, and Father, to offer protection, to give protection to those children and those that's been abducted for the sacrifices of upcoming times. In this year, especially between now and April, the Lord would know things are going to happen. Father, we call upon you to guide us in your word, to put a thirst in our hearts for the true word of God. The Father, to keep us strong and give us courage. And to give courage to those preachers and rabbis and priests to come out of their darkness and start telling the truth, Lord, and preach the true word of God to teach repentance, teach salvation through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And the sweeping of the Holy Spirit through this land. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, here we are again. Tonight, 7:30, Bible study. I'm going to talk about Jesus Christ, our coming King. And what's really going to happen when he returns. We'll talk about that in a little bit more. And that'll be end times events, but we're going to get down to details. I want to remind you all, too, that we're played, our broadcasts and Bible studies are played randomly by www.highportradio.net. By John Kirkler, K-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler. His email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. And also we're played what they call simulcast. And Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio. Also, Monday nights, we have a large crowd there. Monday nights, Revelation Radio Network. I'll say again, Revelation Radio Network. .org from 8 to 10, but only on Monday nights. So I'll do a Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time broadcast, like we are today. And then on Mondays, and Mondays only, at 8 o'clock, I got another broadcast with Revelation Radio Network, revelationradionetwork.org. And then, of course, the following Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, regular broadcast, and then Bible studies, 7:30 to 9, Eastern Standard Time, and on Saturdays, Bible study just that day. And then Sundays, I would say I rest, but I don't rest. I actually use that to catch up, but not to put on my French fries. I use that to catch up with, and research, and lay back, and study, but I don't. You see, oh yeah, I do want to mention that, since I'm talking about it. No, that's not my Sabbath rest, because there is no Sabbath rest. You see, Jesus, when he died, was resurrected. He says, it is finished. He died, he was resurrected, he came back. He's here for 40 days. Eyewitnesses saw him, and then he ascended in front of 500 eyewitnesses. He then became the fourth commandment. Jesus became the fourth commandment. He is the Sabbath rest. He fulfilled the fourth commandment. It's never abolished. He says he never abolished the laws, the commandments. He fulfilled them, especially the fourth commandment. And yes, we should keep the Sabbath. Jesus is the Sabbath. So by becoming born again and worshiping God through Jesus Christ, you are keeping the fourth amendment, commandment. The fourth commandment. It's that simple. The Seventh Day Adventist folks, they sneaky, 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 sneaky. Very sneaky. All religion, including Christianity, all religion. Religion is not of God. All religion, bar none, is man-made dogma and doctrine. All religion. I mean, there's no exception. After Taze came Ellen G. White, Seventh Day Adventist. She wrote her own Bible. That's wrong. And she worshiped Saturn publicly with husband James White. That's wrong. They're in touch with fallen angels. That's right. You got Obama and Clinton, Bush. They endorse it. They should. They're all Luciferian. It originated Sabbatanian worship. Sabbatania, worshiping Saturn. Saturn is Satan. There's no different in Sunday either. Sunday is Constantine, Baal, sun worshiper. Let's get down to it. Boy, they clever. You had the Millerites. Do the research. She was channeled, White was. She went from being, and I talked about this yesterday, about trances and channeling. That's how it's done. Muhammad the Prophet, same thing. Joseph Smith, same thing. They always meet somebody in a Dern cave. There's a reason for that. White went to being in a trance or channeled with Jupiter, interacted with tall men, she called them. That's your Pleiadians. That's your doggone fallen angels that you're going to see later down the road called stupid aliens, man, under disclosure. It's the same doggone thing. Tall white men. These are fallen angels, family. Talked about it on what? The Coast to Coast thing last night. They're laying the groundwork for these demonic entities called fallen angels. They're going to call them ascended masters or aliens or whatever. And it's a lie from hell. They're all evil. There's no good ones at all. Oh, yeah, they are tall. That's about all they are. Because they're heading to hell when God brings the tribulations down. Simple as that. Ellen G. White. Ellen White was tranced, channeled by these fallen angels from Jupiter. You understand that human beings cannot live outside the Van Allen belt. Do the math on that. When you go outside the Van Allen belt, it protects the earth, all of the earth, from radioactive waves like a gigantic microwave. No Van Allen belt, we'd all be cooked gizzards down here. Van Allen belt protects all life on earth. The entire universe was created to service the earth and the earth alone. Scientists are wrong. All scientists have are theories. Theories made up by Freemasons that work in NASA and astronauts who are Freemasons to try to convince the public since 1960s that space travel was possible. They haven't told you about the ones outside the Van Allen belt that got cooked up like a goose. So only supernatural beings can live outside the Van Allen belt. Outside the Van Allen belt, it will cook flesh. That's what the science books say. Van Allen belt protects us from radioactivity. But they try to lie and say we have new materials that protects humankind. That's not true at all. But they have to convince the public that space travel is possible. To convince the public that these aliens are aliens and not fallen angels. This is found in research. I'm making some massive statements here. I don't know if anybody's catching it, but if you look at the implications, that means they never went to the darn moon. That's a lie. If you do the research on it, you'll find it to be true. That's true. That's a lie. That they went to the moon. If you go to the Iron Mount report, do it. Don't just shake your head up and down, whatever. Actually do, check, go after me if you want to. Prove me wrong if you'd like. But you'll find that 1966, the Iron Mountain Report, in Section 7, the summary, conclusions, but the summary, Section 7, Iron Mountain Report, how to control people in the time of peace. How do you control people the best way? By war. 1909, that's what started World War I, which was planned a long time before anyway. Oh, yeah. But a time of peace, and they knew, listen, they knew there's going to be peace. No war, no established world war after World War II, because World War III, they had a lot to set up for. To establish the war between the Arabs and the Hebrew Israelites. Oh yeah, that's World War III coming. Albert Pike planned that one. So they had a lot to set up between 1945, you got it, and whenever the war is to be orchestrated. The state of Israel was established, was it not? Islam was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. Islam was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. Zionism was created by the Vatican in 1897, Theodore Herzl. Using the fake Jews to single out the real Hebrew Israelites, 1897, with a thing called Zionism. A bunch of murderers. 1897. H.G. Wells then start the first novel about alien called War of the Worlds in the novel. He was a Freemason. That was beginning the predictive programming of the alien lie yet to happen, all through the 1897 till today. Here's the point. In 1966, during the time of peace, how to control people, two of the objectives they came up with was, quote, to establish a space research program, listen, aimed at unreachable, unreachable targets. That was 1966. And the one of the second parts of that was to establish an extraterrestrial menace. Unquote. It's all written down there. All this is under the Illuminati's training, planning process. I talked about a little bit of it yesterday, but their lukewarm way they wrote it down. Family religion. Get out of religion. You know, even Ellen G. White taught healthcare issues. They talk about seventh day that humans had sex with animals, and that's where some of the minorities came from. These people are sick. It's worse than the Roman Catholic doctrine, almost. The mark of the beast is Sunday. Is the mark? That's impossible. Worship only Saturday? That's totally wrong theology. It's not even an opinion. It's wrong. They said the end of the world was in the 1800s. Never happened. She said that God was wrong. I got news for her. What they don't want you to know about, oh, by the way, that's called the Great Disappointment when it didn't happen. Yeah, I bet it was. Another female version of camping. But one of the most secretive things they don't want you to know about is Saturdays. They all worship on Saturday, right? Okay. Well, what they don't want you to know about is about the Black Brotherhood, the Order of the Black Sun. Because it's really Saturn, and they're hiding it. That's something they don't want you to know about. Or even some of their own parishioners. Order of the Black Sun. They believe that anything coming out of your mouth, it will happen. That's almost following up with what Copeland and all them say. He's a Freemason. That should tell you something there. Word of Faith comes out of this as well. All of TBN are Freemasons or Eastern Stars. All of them. Every one of them. Or they wouldn't be there. That's Word of Faith. Seventh Day Adventists, it's all just connected in the same little ball of wax. I can just go on and on about this, but it's, you got the point. Jesus Christ already run at the cross, and he's coming back. And he is the Sabbath rest. Matthew 12, verse 8. Let's get some scripture out. How about it? For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Matthew 12, 8. Mark 2, 27. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Well, Hebrews 4, 9 to 11. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that entered into his rest, he also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall into the same example of unbelief. Colossians 2, 16 to 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or the new moon, or the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. So, nowhere in the scripture is the Sabbath day commanded to be the day of worship. But Jews in the Old Testament, yes, New Testament, modern times, pretty much use Saturday as a day of worship. But that's not the essence of the Sabbath command. In the book of Acts, you'll find that whenever a meeting is said to be on the Sabbath, it's a meeting of Jews or Gentile converts to Judaism, not Christians. We should worship God every day, not just on Saturday, Sunday, or holidays, once a year. Or twice a year. Churches have different days to worship God. The Bible gives us freedom. And after Jesus died and was resurrected. But in other ways, we're held to a higher standard than the sacrificing a lamb on a yearly basis. There's freedom in Christ. You find that in Romans 8:21. We'll go there. I'll read a few of them for you. In Romans 8:21, it says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. 2 Corinthians 3:17. It says that, now the Lord is a spirit, and where is the spirit of the Lord, is there liberty. Let's do one more. Galatians 5:1. Just keep going. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Because he sets us free. That was the reason he came to die on the cross in the first place. So if a Christian feels to practice Sabbath keeping or not working on Saturdays, then they can. Romans 14, 5. One man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. They always keep forgetting about these verses. Why is that, I wonder? But you know, those who choose to practice Sabbath keeping should not judge those who don't keep the Sabbath. Well, okay, Colossians 2:16. I don't lend upon my own understanding. I kind of like using the Bible, you know, and kind of works a little better. Well, for me anyway. Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink or in respect of a holy day or the new moon and Sabbath days. It applies. And those who do not keep the Sabbath should avoid being a stumbling block. 1 Corinthians 8:9. A stumbling block to those who keep the Sabbath. Galatians 5:13-15. And that sums up the whole issue. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in the single command, love your neighbor as yourself. 667 instructions given from God to Moses, summed up in 10 commandments, summed up by Jesus, who's God incarnated, human flesh, to love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul. There you go. If you keep on biting and devouring everybody, each other, watch out, you're going to be destroyed by each other. And that's exactly what Satan's trying to do through the Joint Chief of Staff, your Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and all the secret societies, the Jesuits, Illuminati. They'll leave anybody out that's trying to get us all to fight each other. Oh, and it's working, too. Let's talk about that. You know, I'm just going to go now. In the past couple of days, now correct me if I'm wrong here. If you could, I guess you could send me an email. But I have kind of neglected some of the articles that have been coming out, like I do the newsletters, of discussing certain issues. I want to talk about those today and deception. Let's see, we got pastor says Obama isn't the Antichrist. We got a smart pastor finally. Because Obama is not the Antichrist, but he's not going to be a fake Antichrist. That's another story. And the Pope's not the false prophet. He's a fake false prophet. The real Antichrist will be Maitreya, whoever that may be. And the false, the Antichrist and the false prophet will be Sananda Emmanuel. He's a fallen angel. That's yet to happen. I'm kind of jumping the gun, but you'll know when it happens. That's the tricky part. as in disclosure. Now, all right, here we go. In Psalms 56:9, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. So bring on those so-called plastic coffins. Bring on Agenda 21 or FEMA or Fukushima and the spreading, nuclear waste or something another. Or whatever, some coming meteorites going to hit the Atlantic Ocean or what else? The chemtrails and drones flying around the size of little flies to the size of a big old plane that they have some kind of license to kill drones in some state in the United States. Have always given license. I'm out here, I'm going to kill me a drone. Martha, you got the book. We've been practicing drone killing. The silliest thing I ever heard in my life. And they give them a bounty for it in some state in America. You got to be kidding me. Are we that dumb? I mean, come on. Where are you going, Johnny? Well, the dog can't do this. I mean, the dog can't carry that metal thing. So we're going to have to shoot the drone and take a piece of it back to get our money. Well, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me, really. And then they're out there shooting drones. No saying it's going how fast. What goes up must come down. I'm talking about a bullet. And how many people have been killed because a bullet went up, a bullet went down. A little Amish girl got killed. Now, what's the chance of that happening? But it happens. You got hunters out there. What are you doing? Drone hunting. And you can't eat no drone. And the government's letting them do it. It's all a game. It's all silly. To formulate this patriotic fervor in another avenue. And they're lying to the militia. Oh, I'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, that's not going to make too many people happy. Acts 3:15. And kill the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Prince is related in Archigos, which is translated author or captain in Hebrews 2:10. Jesus Christ is our Argios of life, who God raised from the dead. That's who they're talking about there. One of the hard-hittenest scriptures is old Jeremiah. That boy now, he got down. He's leading the way for John the Baptist. He's leading the way to stop the sacrifices of animals. And leading the way for John the Baptist, who's leading the way for Jesus as a sacrificial lamb and to be our Sabbath rest. Jeremiah said in 5:21 on, "Hear now this, O foolish people, without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which will have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, that through the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it." It's Jeremiah 5:21-26. 31. But listen now. "But this people has a revolting and rebellious heart. They're revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter. In this season he reserves unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things. Your sins have withholden good things from you." Y'all get that? "If my people shall humble themselves," 2 Chronicles 7:14 applies. Militia. Generals. You're not doing it right. And they're trying, the generals are trying to get you to revolt. Or armed revolt. They've tried it 5 times already. To justify martial law to kill you. You got 5 generals. Oh, I get to them in a minute. I get to them in a minute. "For among my people are found wicked men, They lay wait as they setteth snares. They set a trap that catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine, yea. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. What will ye do in the end thereof? What's coming, the Antichrist, will take the place of the following. The group of masters, they call fallen angels and demons what they really are. Our leaders are in touch with these beings, thinking they're time travelers or aliens or ascended masters and other such nonsense. But other names are referred to the sons of God in the Old Testament, Genesis 6:4, 6:2, and Job 38:7, are fallen angels. And they're fallen angels, they're aliens, they're the hierarchy, the community, the great white brotherhood, the eon oldians. You won't hear that too many places. And they're all the same ones. The control, which I talked about yesterday, is what's referred to as the plan. There's 40 stated objectives, which is a lot of baloney. Milquetoast presented so the public that they brainwash would accept them. Never mean to be carried out. The carrot is the objective to finally reveal to us the part of the plan, which what they say is the next step to the path of evolution. The hierarchy, fallen angels, the aliens, the ascended masters, whatever you want to call them, the eon oldians, is headed by a very advanced being or fallen angel called by many names. They call him the Kalki Avatar, the Lord Maitreya, the Imam Mahdi, the Prince of Peace, Krishna, the Christ, and Bodhisattva. He fills all those names. So when I hear a so-called theologian or a so-called truth teller that shows up on Sid Roth or Quayle, Marzulli, Dizdar, all these, when they say the Christ, you got yourself a new ager right there. Because Jesus Christ is not the Christ. He is Jesus Christ. He is Jesus, the Messiah. But when they call the term the Christ, that's a term for the Antichrist, the fallen angel. Sanan Emanuel. That's a kind of a code word to let them know that they're in league with it. They also support the Apocrypha, the Bible code, Torah code, all that nonsense. And that is, can be proven also, by the way. Very sneaky. And they support the Vatican. Oh, very sneaky. And then you got Bodhisattva, B-O-D, Bod, H-I-S-A-T-T-V-A, Bodhisattva, goes into Hinduism. He will fulfill all those listed. So they always talk about the new Imam Mahdi's coming here, blah, blah, blah. There's only one of them. He fulfills, I'll say again, the Kalki, K-H-A-L-K-I, Avatar, the Lord Maitreya, the Imam Mahdi, the Prince of Peace. There's your Sanan Emanuel right there. Looks like Jesus. It's not Jesus. Krishna, the Christ, and Bodhisattva. One man will fulfill all those. One fallen angel will fulfill all those leaders in one. And you know, every century they hold a great meeting to assess their objectives, lay more objectives, and they actually appear or channel at the Wesak Festival every May. That's correct. Sanat Kumara is Satan with a new age name to hide the truth that is Satan Lucifer that's invoked. In fact, in 1975, in the third phase of the new age movement that was started by Michael Aquino, who works at your Pentagon, the founder of Temple of Set, follower of Anton LaVey. Now, it's the same one, MK Ultra guy, at your Pentagon today. Still there. That boy's still there. He invoked the Prince of Darkness to begin the third phase of the New Age movement against mankind. This is heavy, what I'm telling you. I don't know. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. Others, I don't know if you got the implication of what I'm talking about. But this is massive. Helena Blavatsky was the first phase. Alice Bailey was the second phase. And Michael Aquino was the third phase. Began in 1975. The key word, I am God. Well, I got news for them. They ain't. Not a one of them are. Not a one of them will ever be. Copeland says you become as gods. Nope, that's a lie. Joyce Meyer says you become as gods. Dollar, Brazier, T.D. Jakes. All these. Crouch, when he was around. Hagen. Hey, all of them. You become as gods. That's what Skull and Bones say. They all have something in common. Man to become a god. I got news for you. Ain't going to happen. Satan tried to become one. He got kicked out. Yeshua, or Jeshua, is the fake Jesus. The one called Sanan Emmanuel. He's the one they're going to use to represent who we think Jesus is. It's going to fool a lot of people. That our portraits and imaginations about what Jesus of Nazareth really looks like is not that one. Nobody knows what Jesus looks like. Ever think about it? Nobody knows what Jesus, the Son of God, the real Son of God, looks like. Their full disclosure to the world public is called the externalization of the hierarchy. Was written about by Alice Bailey, 1919 to 1945. That was the second phase of the New Age movement. They murdered Blavatsky. They murdered Alice Bailey when they were done with him. She was channeled. I spoke about channeling yesterday. By Moria and Saint Germain. This is some serious stuff, I'm telling you, family. And you know what? Something else. The Book of Enoch, as I've been telling people all along, is going to all of a sudden take center stage. It's starting to happen now. The Book of Enoch was never written by Enoch of the bloodline of Seth, son of Jared. Enoch was taken up. He was a man of God. So well loved by God that Enoch was taken up alive in the same way that the rapture is described at 365 years old. Three generations before Noah. Enoch was Noah's great grandfather. He didn't write any book. He did give a prophecy that was carried down. Yes. A book? No. They even say the Book of Enoch was written like 300 B.C. Oh, that knocks it right out of the ballpark, don't it? And the first Enoch was the son of Cain. He didn't write a book. They all got perished in the flood. They died. Everybody ever belonged to Cain, animals, everything else, died in the flood. Except for Noah, wife, three sons, or three wives. Nothing else lived. Everything else died. God got rid of everything. Nobody hid. Nobody jumped on the ark. I'm here. I'll see you later. I'm going to stay on top. And these are 40 days. The guy would starve to death if he did. It killed all the Nephilim. Killed all the corrupted DNA. Animal, plant, everything. Nobody hid in caves. Caves got holes in them. Water kind of goes into holes. You know what I mean? It's called cave diving. Well, you can't do that without a scuba suit. They didn't have them back then. Second Enoch was the son of Jared, the one that God loved. Took him at 365 years old. Three generations before the flood. The Book of Enoch is only 80% true, but written by fallen angels. Describes the fallen angels. It's a testament to fallen angels. And 20% is just a bunch of baloney. Well, now it's going to take center stage because the atheists, the Muslims, Christians, Ascended Masters, New Age people, all of them follow the Book of Enoch. You have Christians who fight for the Book of Enoch. They get mad at you when you say it's not written by Enoch. They get mad at you, but they don't do the research. Enoch couldn't possibly have written it. Well, now they're coming out. The Book of Enoch is true, they say, because it describes the continents. Well, whoopee-doo. History books do that. Don't prove a thing. But they're trying to bring it out so people will fall for it. And you know why? Because when Sanan Emanuel, the fallen angels, finally disclose publicly that they exist, that's going to be the falling away of the church. Now, y'all that know, oh, buckle up. That means the Bible will be discredited then. And boy, God's going to be angry, but he knows it's coming. And that will be the turnaround point. The Bible, they will say, had been misrepresented, misused, abused, misinterpreted. They've already prepared for that. That's why they're attacking the King James Bible. Notice they're not attacking the others because they are corrupted. They want them that way because they made them that way. The King James, oh, you're one of those King James only, like Shebo. What's his name, that guy? He jumped on me with, I got the word for word. He's an anti-King James guy. He talks about God. You can't talk about God in the same breath and deny the King James Bible. That's pagan. Can't do it. Boy, they get mad at you too. Why would they do that? Unless they're hiding something. So be ready for that, family. You're going to have to fight. You have to fight. I don't mean fighting like bang, bang, boom, boom, shoot them up. Spiritually, spiritual warfare, get ready. All right, the news that we're going to run into, I got to mention this. You know, here you got this study, is updated, is 2008, this study came out. And you got other studies related to it. Women warned, and they just put it out recently, I found it in a recent article. Why is it 2008 just coming out? I don't know. Women are warned not to wear perfume during pregnancy. Pregnant women have been advised to avoid using perfumes or scented body creams after research suggested the products can cause unborn boys to suffer infertility or cancer in later life. Man, when I read this, my temperature jumped up sky high. I got ticked off bad when I read this today. They come up with these stupid articles. I'm going to tell you something. And they got HPV vaccination they push that's killed 104 girls, got Gardasil, injured 20,000. They got the flu vaccine that causes miscarriages. They've got anthrax they've put out for the military to kill them off. They've already tried to use it on Israelis. They got the flu vaccine that's got thermosol. I think I may have mispronounced that, but anyway. And got formaldehyde and aluminum salts, formaldehyde, and thermosol, amongst some other things, in the vaccine. And a nurse tell me, very innocently, well, that's the preservative. They're so brainwashed. Man, this stuff kills you. It causes miscarriages. It causes, by design, dementia. Mercury causes autism in the vaccines. Alzheimer's is caused by these vaccines. That's what they're for. It's confirmed. The CDC confirms that in 1952-53, they put laboratory-created cancer in 98 million Americans' vaccines for polio in 1952. You know why they did that? I go further. The article don't say. To start targeting the baby boomers, reduce that population, so he brings the New Age movement head toward where we are today. Because we were taught by those in World War I, World War II, father, grandfather, etc. You know, father's head of household, mother's a caretaker, and the father, all that nuclear family. They want that gone. Because in Humanist Manifesto, it is documented. This is documented. I'm not giving you some kind of doggone opinion here. I'm telling you what their plan is. That's documented. Doggone it. They believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Unquote. The Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2. They claim that only can be successful in creating their utopia, one world government, by establishing world government or new world order. They deny the sanctity of individual human life. deny the existence of a soul, deny the existence of God. And I talked about the other day on one of my broadcasts about the secular humanist agenda in detail. And this is what the secret societies are following. Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, Jesuits, you understand what I'm saying? Illuminati, and not Zionist Jews. They're but a small wrinkle in the overall skirt tail. They're only a small wrinkle in it. The Vatican is the middle guy. The Illuminati, German, Italian, Scottish, Irish, English, Austrian, French, Tribe of Dan Jews, the fake Jews, synagogue of Satan, all of them combined are Luciferian with the humanist manifesto. Y'all get what I'm saying here? So here they're telling you, they're killing people with vaccines, anthrax, wars, the HPV vaccination, the flu vaccination. And here they say, well, women don't wear perfume during pregnancy. But you got to be kidding me. And here we have the NSA, right? Oh, they got, the CCTV all over the place, they've got, little drones flying around listening to your conversations, and they're in your computer, the Windows 8, they say all this stuff. And yet you got a million children missing, and they can't find a one of them, and they put them on milk cartons? How do you put a million faces on a milk carton? They don't. That's to placate the American public. So if they can't find FBI, CIA, NSA, they're not looking for children. Why aren't they? Why aren't they? Why? Has anybody ever asked that question, Congressman? Anybody? How about you generals up there that got children? That's members of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. You got children, right? Maybe? Cousins? I don't know, whatever. You don't care about them? You don't care about other children, too, that's been missing, that you have access to listen to conversations and toning in on people? You can't find one? And you got a million missing every year. The Child Protective Service kidnapping them for use by the Luciferians and the secret societies. But here they got these studies that, well, women don't use perfume. That's causing problems. HPV, which causes, in fact, miscarriages because of what puts in the body. They don't tell them about that, do they? No. You know, in Belgium, Judiciary Committee rejected calls for extra hearings before sending the Belgium's child euthanasia bill for final parliamentary vote. Some time ago, they had a Senate voting, 50-17, that euthanasia should be legal for children suffering from terminal illness that's causing severe physical pain. Unlike the Netherlands, which allows euthanasia for children over 12, Belgium is set to become the first nation in the world to lift all age restrictions. So, hey, you got a child that allegedly has cancer, they can kill themselves. No problem, right? Y'all don't have a problem with that, do you? See, this isn't this big story. The story is, it doesn't stop here. This is the hook. The crook is, they're going to, once they got it in, once they got it working, they're going to make it worldwide. Where's God in all this? He's not. International rights of the child is going to sneak up on you like cap and trade. They're going to sneak up on you with it. Daggone it, I'm trying to warn people. Gosh, this is frustrating. Euthanasia for adults was legalized in 2002. Article came out December the 18th, 2013. Is that recent enough? Cal Thomas article. Could U.S. follow Belgium lead on euthanasia? That's called predictive programming. Oh, it gets very interesting now. I've got this on my newest newsletter. Belgium considering legalizing euthanasia for minors. See, it's going to go beyond terminal illness. That's how they do it. They just get it stuck in the foot in the door. and they put the whole body in there. How many suicides are caused today by children and adults anytime they want? I'm sorry. And the reasons. They will bring those reasons to bear to make it legal. Right now it's like, well, if a child's dying and does, you know, they're making it look like it's a service we're doing for you. That's how they sneak up on you. I got arguments against it, of course, but oh, what's this? Oh, what am I reading here? Oh, well, in 1994, Oregon, that's a state in the United States, one of the 50, by the way, it was approved by the Death with Dignity Act by a vote of 51% to 49%. It became effective in 1998. Oh, we have one in the United States, don't we? Oregon was the first state in the country to legalize physician-assisted suicide. In the 9 years since then, we call it DWDA, records show that 455 people have requested lethal drugs from their physician, and 292 people have died from using them. How about those felons that lose hope? Say, well, I'll just well, we'll die now, man. I don't care. See, they're not telling you about all this now. They're not telling you. How about the drinking the Kool-Aid by the Jesuits? 900. What was his name? I drew a blank. Jim Jones. I remembered. He's a Jesuit. Oh, by the way, Billy Graham's a Jesuit. Oh, by the way, Castro, 7 years in Jesuit school. Oh. Oh, my. Sixteen deaths in 1997, 38 in 2005, and 46 deaths in 2006 in Oregon, in America. Seventeen complications reported in 292 deaths. 16 were regurgitation. You don't think judgment's not coming down this earth in the United States? You got to be kidding me. He's going to hammer us. So between now and then, they got it working in Oregon. They figure, well, the rest of the United States is not ready. So let's work on Oklahoma. Let's work on Florida. Let's work on the Bible Belt. Get them turned. We got it. So they're going to spend 10, 15, 20 years working on getting the proper people in position to make sure it passes this time. You see what they're doing? International Rights of the Child was turned down in 1989. But now they're working on people since 1989. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton was pushing that through, but it didn't pass in the United States. So they do this, but okay, now when she's going to become president now, or Obama's going to become president, or somebody else, whoever, whatever, you know they're working on it right now. While everybody sleeps and watches Duck Dynasty, fake Christians, all scripted out. Notice he went back to Duck Dynasty? Yeah, that was to keep us busy while they passed the NDAA. Sleepy, sleepy, sleepy. Yeah, buddy. Kept us busy. Duck Dynasty. Who cares about a scripted out fake Christians in Louisiana? Who cares? It's all scripted. It's all lies. At least I'm not intense on my broadcasting. I got all kinds of data here about this euthanasia in Oregon, Belgium. It's sneaking up on you. It's going to go way past cancer. They want to get cancer because that seems the benevolent thing to do. So once you approve it, got it. And then they go with other areas. Other reasons, and they will get it through. In May 2013, Vermont passed an Oregon-style assisted suicide law. Oregon was the first state to legalize it, right? At that time, assisted suicide advocates predicted there would be a rapid domino effect. There you go. Other states would soon follow Oregon. There you go. Took 14 years before another state legalized the practice. See, I told you, they worked on it. I got this documented right here. I'm reading it to you. The state was Washington. The state consultant said that demographically, most like Oregon, therefore, most likely to favor assisted suicide. We talked about suicide in this broadcast before. Since January 1994, there's been about 135 legislative proposals in 27 states. Family, I don't want to have to tell you I told you so, but I told you so. I didn't know that. I tell myself so. Since 1994, January, 135 legislative proposals in 27 states. So they'll be working on them. You know that. 17 states, homosexual marriage. A teenager threatens some town in Oklahoma with lawsuit if they don't remove the Ten Commandments. Then they removed it when they had a meeting made official. That's all set up. ACLU behind it secretly. ACLU tried to get that done in Florida but failed. So they went. They never gonna stop. And your leaders are behind it. That are Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. You got the point. But God's in control, but he's allowing it. As we pull away from him, he pulls away from us. I'm going to tell you, when he lifts that protective hedge, whew. I got a list here of all the states. Wow. I got all the measures, too. Okay. What's this I read? January 13th, 2014. Israel to pay $6 million compensation to anthrax vaccine trial subjects in Israel. Didn't they put anthrax in our troops before Iraq? Sure did. And here Israel, not only killing their troops, America is too. Europe is too. They've been doing this since the dawn of time. This is a Luciferian conspiracy. The leaders are not for the people. I got a breakdown of this. Defense Ministry to pay over NIS $20 million to IDF soldiers subjected to anthrax experiments. Court approves compromise deal by which soldiers who were made part of an experiment without their knowledge will be compensated. Did not Bill Clinton apologize to the military for using them as subjects also in the 1990s? He sure did. An article came out the 13th of January 2014. The true cost of blind patriotism, despair, and veteran suicide, 22 suicides per day. On my website, watchmenforjesus.com, you will find a study of the suicide conspiracy. I got it posted there. And our soldiers are being targeted. Marines are being targeted. And the suicide is being activated. It's being constructed. It's being orchestrated. They have individuals' microchips implanted. 7,800 veterans are suing the DOD. And CIA is a lawsuit. 7,800 are suing them because of septal implants. Family, y'all get my point here? That this is a supernatural war. We're dealing with humankind that's subservient to the secret societies. And they believe they're going to become saints in the new world with the next evolution of mankind. All this is connected. Everything is connected. And they're being lied to as well. You also recall when I talked about the families being destroyed. by the Illuminati going back to 1776. You got to build them up and destroy them. That's part of the agenda. You destroy a country by destroying the family makeup. You needed the family between World War I and World War II to galvanize patriotism and all that to fight the wars. When that was done, said, okay, now let's target the United States. And to do that, there's an agenda, objectives, specifically designed to then start dismantling the family unit. Well, Brock Chisholm says, 1946, he was the director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He says, I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Unquote. Okay. So now, me saying that, look what they do. Watch this. They come out with another study. How are you going to love this one? The love rat gene. Why some men are born to cause trouble and strife, they're saying now is because of a gene they have, like homosexuality. They're not talking about demonic influence. They're not talking about the agenda that's been going on, a plan which I've just read to you. I got the details, feminism, the transgender, all this is part of it. No, they call it a study because of a gene you have. Family, are we that dumb as human beings to fall for this nonsense? Apparently we are. It works every single doggone cotton picking time. Another article came out. Enoch proven accurate once and for all. Okay, seven major rivers, seven continents, and seven mountain ranges perfectly described in Enoch. This guy goes over it and all that. There you go. Man, they're pushing this thing big time. Here they got the sixth sense is debunked. Psychic powers don't exist and are just a trick of the brain, claims another study. They don't talk about supernatural. They run away from it. See how they do this? Now, if you check out all these articles and you plug it in your URL, here's how I do it. And you go click and you watch enter, and it goes. You'll find throughout the United States or the world, they put these one articles out. So everybody sees it. And what these articles do, specific ones, is like number one, as predictive programming for the masses that don't know to manipulate their thinking. Number two, for those that do know, it's kind of a report card to let them know where they are in this agenda. You see how it works? And then there's coding in these articles. Codes that only Illuminati and Freemasons know. That's how they do it. That's how they do it, yeah. And there's a song like that. Psychic powers don't exist. That's witchcraft. It does exist. If it doesn't exist, how come the Pentagon's got it weaponized? The truth about deception, NASA's cover-up, intense meteor storms traveling and arriving soon. Okay. See, there, when this happens, they start reporting this meteor storm, you know what they're going to do? You're going to have your preachers like Bagley, false prophets, and others, Jonathan Click and all this. Here's what they're going to do. You watch. You have YouTubes. I guarantee it. When they have this so-called media storm, whether it's really real or holographic or they report it or whatever they come up with the media or something, they're going to say, oh, we're in end times events. We're in the, it's going to be the stars fall from heaven will be the sixth seal. Now, if it's Carl Gallup, he says we're already in the end times, the seventh trumpet. They got this so messed up and people follow these people, man. It's not even in the Bible, but people believe it because they're believings, they're believers, they're deceivers about the truth, and they take any little instant they can, like Chernobyl is wormwood. No, it's not. That's how they do to fool people. Man, here's an article. Feds drop bombshell on veterans, say post-traumatic stress vet has to turn in his guns for failing to take care of his family's finance, unquote. I started broadcasting 4 years ago, and that was the first week I started broadcasting. I was warning people about Bush and his Veterans Disarmament Act. They snuck into Congress. I said the purpose of this Veterans Disarmament Act was they knew, as Tillman that they murdered also knew. That's why they murdered him. They didn't want Pat Tillman coming back here. Bush, the CIA, all that, they wanted him not to come back because he was complaining. He said, when I get back, he's going to talk against going to Iraq. He supported going to Afghanistan because of Taliban and all that stuff. But he is against the war in Iraq. No reason. He shot 5 times. Friendly fire, they said. And they said, oh, no, well, they changed it. They couldn't let him get back because he was credible. He's a real patriot. He's a real man. He's a real truth teller. They had to murder him like they did Bill Cooper, Larry McDonald, JFK, Russo, David Wilkerson, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, many that tell the truth that are credible, they either put in jail, in prison, for a long time, work on their heads, or they murder them. That's how it really works. That's reality. Well, I had said that the Veterans Disarmament Act was in preparation for a massive number of post-traumatic stress diagnoses, and they would use that as justification to take away the weapons of the vets returning. There you go. And it was Bush. Obama's just carrying it through. Clinton, they're all worked together. They're all a bunch of rat bags. I'm sorry. Probably shouldn't say that, but that's how I kind of feel. Every single one of them going down to FDR, all the way back to Woodrow Wilson. And Lincoln started off that way, but he changed. And every other president before and after. Every single one. Carter, Reagan, losers. Nixon, loser. All of them were either Freemasons or they were working for the Illuminati. Every single one, bar none. And every one of them had an appointment, never elected. Every one of them had an agenda as prescribed by the Vatican. Every single one. Except for Andrew Jackson, Lincoln later in life, McKinley, and JFK. And all four of those have something in common. All four. Well, three was assassinated, and Andrew Jackson, 3 attempts on his life because he went against the Illuminati. Post-traumatic stress is being induced through the vaccinations they get, the microchips implanted. When they come back, they're orchestrated the suicides. They hear voices in their head based on voice-to-skull technology that's used extensively today. And the 20-some vaccines they get when they leave here, 26 vaccines. When they get back, they're given all kinds of pills. Like the children are given the Ritalin. Ritalin? Y'all get what I'm saying here? Y'all putting this together? Bush signed the most draconian gun law in U.S. history. You can't just blame it on Obama. Obama's just another cog in the wheel. The Veterans Disarmament Act, set up a long time ago. CDC says 25 states report widespread flu. Oh, 35 states report widespread flu. You know that Obama declared a national emergency in 2009 as the U.S. swine flu deaths hit 1,000. And then he reported H1N1 flu deaths at 4,000 in the United States in 2009. And when did that happen? It didn't. Yeah, they lied, didn't they? Yeah, I remember that, too, and I put it in my newsletter. Hey, they lied. Why? They wanted to justify taking the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine one, and then another one, number two, would have started the Cycline Storm, CYTOCLINE, which was to start the real pandemic. They failed to accomplish that in 2009. They lied by saying that on the news that CDC raised the flu deaths a total of 4,000. They had to shut that down because it failed to happen. I remember these things. U.S. judge strikes down Oklahoma same-sex marriage ban. They're getting closer. You know, a school shooting in Roswell, New Mexico, critically injures at least two teens. Boys on Redlin. 12 years old, he walks in with a shotgun? Come on. They got to keep it going, you know what I mean? These people are controlled. Just like Columbine. They were on drugs. Fort Hood, he's on drugs. Virginia Tech, on drugs. And they're controlled. Oh, I don't want to forget this one. Here we go. I got something for you militia guys that you got to know. You're not going to like it none, but I don't know what can I say. I'm not going for public office anyway. I'm not selling nothing. But y'all would do to do your own research. Well, article came out. The coming civil war. Yeah, it's coming. It'd be the 6-1 they've planned already. Since 1933, by the way. The coming, this is January the 14th. Oh, that's yesterday. Oh, that's recent, isn't it? January the 14th, that's Tuesday, yesterday. Okay. The coming civil war. 6 generals on our side. It's got a list of the militia guys who's probably got microchips in them because they're former vets or whatever. Okay. They got their faces there. Yeah, all right. Put the faces there. Yeah. That's smart. All right. Major General Stubblebine. Okay, there's a problem there. His wife, LeBeau, the controlled opposition. Traitors to the American people. They're part of the Illuminati. Scratch that one. McGurney, I don't know about him yet. He's got a Medal of Honor, but okay. Patrick Brady, I don't know about him yet. Oh, looky here. My. Here's Lieutenant General William G. Boykin, 36-year career, but there's a slight problem. He's probably Delta Force. Okay. But here's the problem they don't tell you here in his information, is he's a Knights of Malta member. His pet buddy, a pastor down in Charlotte, North Carolina, Rick Joyner, is a Knights of Malta. Oliver North is Knights of Malta. Leonard Horwitz is Knights of Malta. Churchill, that murderer, was a Knights of Malta. They take an oath against humankind. Side up with the Vatican. He's one of your generals. Honoree and Valley, I don't know about them yet. But if they're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus members, they work for the Vatican. They don't work for you. You know that the Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati in the United States? Just with another name? Okay, that being said, in 1993, nothing's changed. In the U.S. military, members of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati, had 11 top-ranking officials in the Defense Department, and they had 7 top-ranking members of Joint Chief of Staff. Do the math. 'Family, Jesus Christ is coming back. I'm going to talk about that tonight in detail. I guess you all see why people don't like to listen to me sometimes, because I am, I guess, a bit intense. but I have evidence. You know, there's another study done that says kids make marriage miserable. And this family here, this group here don't buy it, but another study says kids, children make marriage miserable. Family, this is a humanist manifesto. These articles, studies are at the highest level, are filtered down to the population, that be us. And we believe this nonsense because it fulfills the humanist manifesto, which is how they manipulate the public. But of course, you can always watch professional wrestling or MMA or Super Bowl or watch Tiger Woods or whatever hit a little old white ball somewhere that you can't even see with a doggone telescope. Dance with the Stars or whatever else. You can do that if you want to. You also have a change of sex roles going on, which is part of the agenda. Judge weighs in on a Pennsylvania girl's 12-year-old girl quest to wrestle with boys. Now, for you all, it may not seem like much. But what they've done, and I've got evidence here about this, of the agenda to change the men and women roles, to have women and men's bathrooms in the same high school, because of transgender. That's what's going on. They got to get set up first. Military, college, to combine men and women, to now divide the roles and separate the roles. Where have all the cowboys gone? Sneak it up on you. And I have evidence of a quote that is working perfectly while everybody sleeps. It was said in 1944 by Norman Mattoon Thomas, and he said, it wasn't just Khrushchev, goodness gracious alive, it's our own leaders that belongs to secret societies, all of them, and the secret societies will be destroyed by the Illuminati when they have total control. It is documented they will kill every secret society member. Every Freemason will die. I'm trying to warn you all, this is what the Illuminati is going to do. They're not going to let you live. Norman Mattoon Thomas said, I quote, for the American people, he was a Socialist Party candidate for President of the United States in 1944. And this carries on till today. He said, quote, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. So he went on to say in his speech, I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform. Now, the Republican Party is just as bad or even worse. Because Republican Party works with the Bushes, with the other warring presidents and sides, of setting up the military-industrial complex, establishing the wars so they kill your young boys and girls. They plan the wars all the way back. That's Republican Party's role. They are under the Council of National Policy, which is a subgroup of the Council of Foreign Relations. Your Chuck Missler's, your James Dobson's, your Oliver North, your Palin's, all right-wingers, that's Republican Party side of the Illuminati. The Democrat side, well, actually, you had another great politician that recognized this. I've talked about many times. I don't know who's listening today, so I'll say it again. Besides JFK, finally, Martin Luther King said, I quote, we must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties. Unquote, Martin Luther King. That's why they murdered. That's why the Pentagon murdered him. Freemasons, Jesuits murdered Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, JFK, and Bobby Kennedy because they were going against it. Family, this is the reality, what's going on today. I guess you see why I'm not very popular. So when I listen to other folks talk on shows and stuff, and I hear about all this, they take a completely different approach on these articles. I just turn it off. It's not part of it. Unrelated to that, actually, Norman Bethune Thomas was one source from him. I found another source, completely unrelated to Norman Bethune Thomas, and that's the Protocols, their plan. The Protocols, Article 9, Paragraph 9. Remember he said liberalism, right? Well, paragraph 9 of the actual plan says, I quote, "In order not to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim," that's us, "before its time, we have touched them with craft." That's what I've been describing for the past 2 hours. "And have taken hold of the ends of the springs which move their mechanism." Now listen. "These springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We've got our hands in the administration of the law, in the conduct of elections, in the press, in the liberty of the person, but principally in the education and training as being the cornerstone of our free existence." Now, all this is for nothing. You know why? Because Jesus Christ had whipped their butt on the cross, Calvary. They've lost this war already. They will fail. They will not succeed because they've lost. That's why they're afraid. That's why they got control. That's why they want wars. Because they know their judgment is coming and there's no way to stop it. But they're trying. But they want to take as many souls with them that they can. And that's why I'm trying to warn people to get away from these institutions. Get away from this politics. Get to Jesus. That's the bottom line. Mankind and these so-called generals aren't going to solve it. Because they're against you anyway. They already gave their souls to Satan. Don't follow them. Follow Jesus Christ. He's the only way to salvation. And it's not a religion that you follow. It's not a religious human member. It's only Jesus Christ, the supernatural Savior of the world. No human being. Not one. Not one. Not one country. Not one flag. Not one leader of a human being. But Jesus is alone. And between you and him and nobody else. You see? Those churches would be good to just clean out everything. Just leave. Close down Osteen's complete Hagee. Oh, just leave the churches. And two or three of you get together wherever in the United States, you know, and there's your church right there. Of course, you know that's not going to happen. That's what the tribulations are all about. To divide and separate the wheat and the tares. Matthew 5, 33, 42. Read it. It's going to happen. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Don't follow man. Follow Jesus. Don't be afraid. They're going to try and instill fear in you. Don't let them do it. They're going to try to placate. You see. All right, family, we're at the end of tonight, Bible study. We're going to hit the ground running tonight, too. Reminds you that we are, our broadcasts and our Bible studies are played in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, at www.highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, is up there, and that's his business. That's his radio program or network. Email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. His website is www.highpointradio.net. He's got a number of sponsors here, and that's what keeps him up and going, and he puts our website, he puts our Bible studies and our broadcast up on his, plays them randomly. KBLU Radio simulcasts our program. That means at the same time at Blue Raven Network. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. I'm working on it. I'm doing it again. I'm working on it. And so just bear with me on it. But there I am placing up fairly regularly these broadcasts and Bible studies in the archives. But you got to go there for now and click to listen on that little widget thing, whatever they call it. And I don't have a way, except when I send it by email to my distribution list, downloaded MP3. I got 200 people I send my newsletters out to. I haven't lately in quite a while, actually. But I do send the broadcasts and Bible studies out to folks on occasion. It's hard to download it. We only have 1.5 mega something or other down here in Mount Airy. It's slow, man. A turtle could go around the corner once or twice before it finally downloads. But you can go there and listen to them. And, you know, I'm covering the truth. If you could, bring people to them, let them listen. I'm not selling gold or silver, or I don't even have a PayPal. I haven't had that for 2 years. The only time I had it was when those gypsies took over on my, started sponsoring me, that took me down. That was the reason I put the PayPal up in the first place, was to help support them. I never did ever, you know, I don't do that. I just didn't do it. And, for 2 years, I don't sell gold or silver, freeze dried food or, nothing. All I want to do is broadcast, get the truth out, and man, I go about my business. That's it. That's all I ever wanted to do. But now you see why kind of the people want me off. Well, anyway, whatever. Jesus Christ is coming back, man. It's going to happen eventually. It's going to happen soon. Look at the signs of the times. Tonight I want to talk about the return of Jesus. And I'm going to talk about four things that God wants you to know. God's deal and what's really going on. Just need to know. That's what I'm driven to do. And now I'll go about my business. Y'all have a good night. But know that Jesus Christ already won this. This is supernatural. No such thing as evolution. No such thing as aliens. No such thing as aliens or ascended masters. They're all liars. You want the supernatural, you're going to see it. It's coming. You're going to be ready for it. You're going to be fooled. These preachers are going to freak out. These Baptist churches, Methodist churches, other churches are going to freak out, man, when this happens, this disclosure. They're getting ready to pull something. I don't know what it is. I don't know when it is. I don't make prophecy. But you see the signs of the times picking up steam. And the things I talked about today are indicators of their progress of subverting an entire culture of people. That's how they get us to that point. And boy, it's working. Euthanasia, same-sex marriage, releasing prisoners out of prison, and all this stuff. Family, boy, it's coming hard and fast. This is why I tried doing a broadcast, to bring you those points, to show you their temperature mark, their objectives as it appears. People don't connect these dots. I try to connect them by showing you the Humanist Manifesto, how it applies to the articles. And it's not just one article, one little town. No. They put one article that's their report card, you might say, and they do it out throughout the United States in one, boom, just like that. And all these ABC, NBC, XYZ newscasters and Hannity's and Limbaugh's, they got this little thing in their ear. It's not earwax. It's a little transmitter, receiver. And they tell them throughout the United States what they're going to say, what they're not going to say, how to say it throughout the United States at the same time. It's perfectly controlled. TV, the moment you turn on, if you watch it for 24 hours, 7 days a week, every single program, there's no exception, are all scripted out. The Duck Dynasty, the Paula Deen, whatever, and then they use them later to format their plans. You see how they do it? They make them presidents. They make them governors. They say, well, Paula Deen 30 years ago had a racial comment she made. They want to upgrade the racial issue. If you got racial issues, you won't accept peace. The peace is going to bring in a new world order. How can it be just peace without a new world order? They're going to give you that condition. Your Westboro Baptist Church, they use that. Christian Identity, they use that to show what religion is all about. It's negative. And religion is negative. But they use Westboro Baptist Church, connected to Christian Identity, connection to Arnold Murray. They're all connected. Yeah, buddy, they are. Phelps, Murray, Armstrong's cult group, all those people are connected. Yes, sir. They lose unless they accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Pray for them all. Pray for yourselves. Be ready every day. Study the Word, because He's coming back. And He's given us the signs of the times. Y'all have a good night. Don't let fear rule you. Become strong in the Word of God. That's the message. So those that want to show up tonight, I'll be here 7:30 to 9 on this Wednesday night. We'll talk about the details of when Jesus Christ is coming back. And everything I say, don't take my word for it. Man, do your own research. Do your own. You become the authority. You, on your own time, your own research. That's what it's all about. Never take one person's word for anything. Never less than three. Just get ready. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30. And hit the ground running. We'll still move right along. My Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, you attend that. I'm going to pick up the steam there a little bit. I'm going to use that. And I haven't done that YouTube thing. We'll see. That's got to have some kind of program or something, more computer stuff. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, y'all have a good night. We'll see y'all tonight at 7:30. And God bless.
The love was shining out from Him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted.
Good night and God bless.